Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you, Lord Willetts and Professor Jones, for your welcome, and all guests here at Liverpool. Great to see you this evening. I'm honoured to be here and speaking on a topic which is truly important for the economic future of Liverpool and its city region. I'm the Vice Chair. I want to tell you about, if you want to devolve money, what are you devolving it to? What's going on here which would make it worthwhile? So actually, a little bit of flavour of that. I'm the Vice Chair of the Liverpool City Region Innovation Zones programme. And I and the board, we work with the Metro Mayor, Steve Rotherham, to help promote innovation and fundamentally to help create good jobs for communities right across the conurbation. That's what we're about. It's creating better, more and better jobs for people in the Liverpool City region. So the Innovation Zones programme, what is it? Well, it's a new approach, and it's one of the largest regeneration initiatives in the UK. It combines capital funding from our friends in central government. It has tax incentives, so when companies come and expand here, they get a good deal, which makes it better to be here than somewhere else. And we have some modest skills and innovation funding to put that together to make a more attractive package. And that national support, we have it in something called the Freeport, which was established by the UK government a couple of years ago, and all the investment zone. And they're two different words, and we're putting it all together in the Innovation Zones programme. And we have much of it already in place. So, for example, we have business parks and sites that are expanding or coming on stream, and they provide ripe locations for new and expanding companies to establish and grow. And they're targeted for the needs of key sectors. So life sciences is the obvious one. So that's here, we're right now in the Knowledge Quarter, where we're going to be putting money into. Skytech Daresbury, people mentioned, is another great location that companies can expand and we can attract foreign investment in. So that's life sciences. And then we have other sectors, particularly modern logistics and advanced manufacturing. Some of that's going to go into a new business park we're bringing on stream in Parkside in St. Helens at the edge of the conurbation. So we're wrapping around these hard things about site locations and financial incentives with skills and innovation support. And it's called the Innovation Zones Programme because it's the innovation which is the element of the wider strategy for the economic future of Liverpool City Region to be an innovation superpower. And we already have many of the ingredients. If we had them all, probably wouldn't be here this evening. We have many of them, but not all of them. And I just want to give an illustration of some of the ingredients that we do have to give that sense of optimism. So Unilever, one of our great companies in the locality, founded its first laboratory in the early 1900s here in the Liverpool City region. Fine, some of you may know that. What I didn't know is a couple of years ago, of the 800, they have 850 scientists here in the Liverpool region. And a couple of years ago, of their global patents registered with national authorities, 524, half of them originated here in the Liverpool City region. The universities, the University of Liverpool, you've got the materials chemistry research, 99% of it is rated as world-leading or internationally excellent. I mean, you could do better, but only by 1%. I mean, 99% is a pretty strong figure. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So 99% world-leading, internationally excellent. You've got the School of Tropical Medicine. You know, they attract research funding per academic, which dwarfs the scale that even Oxford achieves. So they're just a few of the ingredients that we have already. So we've got the history, and we've got elements of the today, about innovation being part of our DNA. But what about the tomorrow? And that's kind of what this topic is heading towards. And we want and we need to do better because our economy needs to catch up with the Southeast, and we need to give residents the jobs and opportunities they deserve. And we have a stretch target that the combined power of our businesses, learning institutions, voluntary and public sectors will move towards allocating approaching 5% of gross value added to research and development. Now, that's higher than the UK target, and I think the figure right now is maybe 1.5, so it's a hell of a stretch target. But that's what the Metro Mayor has put forward, because we believe that that's the type of change which will help drive the economy forward for the benefits that I mentioned.
And so how would that come into practice, and what does that mean for this type of agenda and the agenda that I'm promoting in the Innovation Zones program? Well, wouldn't it be fantastic if the UK's preparedness to use vaccines and other therapeutics to take on the next pandemic was anchored here in Liverpool, using our strengths in research, development, and biomanufacturing? Why shouldn't it be? In fact, that's why the Innovation Zone program that I'm involved with is putting capital funding into investing in infrastructure, including new high-tech commercial labs here in the Knowledge Quarter and at Daresbury, and expanding partnerships with globally significant national companies in Speak that manufacture vaccines and other medical therapeutics. And trade, 45, nearly 50% of trade is with North America, and we can expand that. But wouldn't it be better if it could be expanded and made more cost-effective with greater digitization of customs and trade regime, which frankly is still pretty old-fashioned in the way it works on the ground? And that's the type of challenge that we're putting innovation funding into with the university and its consortium partners. But that's just pretty modest amounts of money, which is, I think, why we come to this debate about getting more devolution and more of the resources under local control. And to bring a personal note on this, I worked on this agenda. I left this city in the early 1980s, and this place was struggling then. And the contrast with London was just quite extreme. I came back 3 years ago, and I'm really quite proud to see how Liverpool and the city region has rebounded and organized and regained its civic pride. So that's very encouraging, but we know we're not standing still, and the competitors have moved forward as well. And so I think that's why we need to tackle this issue. Now, that answer to the question, partial answer to the question is yes, that we need, to be more specific, we need national policies and budgets which drive research and development. They've got to be better and more equitably targeted across the English regions. Better and more equitably targeted across the English regions. And that change needs to happen quickly and decisively. Now, one way of doing it would be through devolution. And certainly in the Liverpool City region, that would play into a wider canvas of our enhanced capability to deploy combined local and national resources for locally determined economic and social needs, the combined authority which the Metro Mayor heads. That's been around for several years now, and it has experience and solid financial systems and operational capacity to do this sort of thing. So we're not moving this into a blank canvas or a black hole. We've actually got the institutional and financial strength to do it. Another important advantage of devolving it would be that we could match up these national programs with other sources of finance that we have. Right now, it's very kind of salami sliced, and you do a little bit here and a little bit there. Some of it might come on stream this year, some of it might be 3 years from now, and you can't really make the impact that you would like. So that, to me, and when that, at worst, at best, that's suboptimal, that approach, and at worst, it's messy and ineffective. So that's kind of why I'm excited about this. Now, I do recognize there are arguments in favor of elements of the existing centralized system, because obviously some elements of policy are probably more sensibly set nationally rather than at a local level. But even in that situation, I think my plea would be, surely there can be greater transparency in allocations and spending across regions. And surely there can be a more influential involvement of the regions in priority and decision making. Professor Jones gave a little illustration of that, but that should be absolutely mainstream, not decisions appearing white smoke through a chimney from London, but actually folks from Liverpool City Region or Manchester or West Midlands, wherever, involved and influencing the decisions. So we're keen, to summarize, we're keen to involve in a constructive conversation on this to change the status quo. There is a way to deliver it, whether it's a full scale like this, whether it's some hybrid, I'm happy to discuss it. But there is a way to make a change so that Liverpool City Region and other places can have a better slice of the pie that we contribute towards. Then the power of innovation and research and development can be better harnessed, as it was in the industrial mercantile age when the northern cities flourished. And I can see that happening again. And I'd very much encourage us all to be part of that journey. Thank you.